Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Did you know that sharks are oppressed by white men? Particularly white men called Mike? Well, now you do.
What's Mike done?
Well, he hates sharks, apparently. According to this Washington Post article, anyway, Shark Week lacks diversity, overrepresents men named Mike, scientists say.
What?
All scientists, apparently.
So now we're getting into name diversity. Is that what we need? We need a few more Stuarts. That's what we need.
There are too many Mikes in here.
Well, we need more Yolandas.
Saying that in a studio, though. Too many Mikes. Sorry. Dad joke. But yes, I'm going to read this article because it's so silly. I'm going to read it in its entirety.
Okay, we're just going all the way through.
It's wild.
Okay, all right. I'll sit back.
Researchers say Discovery's programming overwhelmingly featured white men as experts while emphasizing negative messages about sharks.
This is bigotry.
White men just hate sharks.
What a sentence. What a way to start.
We're oppressing them.
I mean, our power knows no bounds. Mm-hmm. Even the oceans cannot resist the power of the white man.
Everyone knows that the white man's main rival is the shark. We've been in battle for...
We've been looking out into the ocean, shaking our fists for millennia.
Yes, whenever there is a shark attack, it is just retribution against white men.
That's why the Mediterranean's and the Greeks back in the day, that's why they were getting so jacked. It's so they could go wrestle sharks.
Fighting the good fight.
That's what the Odyssey was about. Homer was just looking for the ultimate shark.
So it carries on to say, Lisa Whitenack loved sharks as a kid. She spent rainy days leafing through a guide to sharks in Reader's Digest. Every summer she would watch Shark Week, Discovery's annual TV event that spotlights the ocean predator with 7 days of dedicated programming. I really dislike this sort of storytelling journalism, just like, so-and-so used to do this thing. I'm just like, yes, but you've not introduced a reason why I should care yet.
Well, it's just padding. It's padding just, the article.
It's just poor journalism is what it is. And then it carries on to say, but when the scientist appeared on her TV screen, she rarely saw any women she could look up to.
And like a normal person, she didn't care. Oh, wait, no, that's not where this is going, is it?
Yes. I mean, it's absurd that you just only look up to people that look like you.
I just find that... I mean, I'm a guitarist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the greatest guitarists out there right now is a black American man called Tosin Abasi. Mm-hmm. I don't look at him and go, how could I ever be that good? I mean, I'm not black at all. No, I look at him and go, wow, he's insane. Mm-hmm. I need to get better.
Yeah, when I was learning guitar, I didn't look up to Jimi Hendrix because he didn't look like me.
Yeah,
I couldn't look up to him. I mean, the music that he produced is irrelevant to how he looked like.
It's just nonsense.
Yeah, obviously the ideas of the experts are the important thing. It doesn't matter what someone looks like. I know that most people at home know that because it is obvious and it never used to have to be pointed out. It's kind of a bit exhausting to just have to point out all the time that, yes, someone looking like you should not be contingent on whether you find their ideas engaging.
Well, a lot of it, I think, is coming from arrogance. These people all want to put themselves at the forefront of the new revolution of women in science. Mm-hmm. It's the same way that recently we saw that article where Jennifer Lawrence was talking about how before she was the star of The Hunger Games, no action film had ever had a female lead. You know,
Alien, Terminator, never existed.
Ignore all those films from the 80s that absolutely did. It's just arrogance, it's selfishness, mm-hmm. it's far too much pride for these people going, well, I'm at the forefront, I'm the trailblazer.
It's also kind of implicitly sexist as well. And I'm going to clarify
this. Oh my goodness.
I know. That's very woke of me to say, but... by saying, oh, well, we need more women in these things, it's kind of dismissing the women who are already doing good stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just like, well, they're doing good things, they're not whinging about it.
They're just getting on with it like scientists should.
I remember the TV show Time Team, one of their experts was a woman.
Was that the one with Baldrick in it?
Yes.
Tony Robinson.
Yeah. They had female experts, and they were great. When I watched that when I was younger and wasn't politically aware, I was just excited to engage with the ideas that they were presenting. And it didn't occur to me that, oh my goodness, she's a woman. Wow, I can't align myself with her.
No, I was about to mention Mythbusters and the fact that they had Carrie Byron, but then I remembered they only had Carrie Byron so they could have an attractive woman on screen.
But yes, it's kind of a bit insulting to the women who are just doing good stuff and don't care about politics, this sort of thing as well. So it carries on to say, White Knack, now a biology professor at Allegheny College in Meadville,
Pennsylvania,
yeah, found her way into shark research anyway.
Wow, so there was no institutional barrier put up in front of you. What a shock.
It's like The Simpsons when Lisa wants to join the American football team, and then when she finds out that there are already women on the team, she's just like, ah, no, I'm not interested. Yeah. Simpsons predicts everything. So it carries on to say, when the pandemic lockdowns came in 2020, she saw an opportunity to study the source of her old misconceptions. Was Shark Week feeding audiences the wrong messages about sharks? And who studies them?
I'm not particularly interested in the answer to that question.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the idea that Shark Week is just emblematic of all opinions about sharks as well is a bit strange.
Sorry, is this getting to the proper conspiratorial thinking right now? Shark Week has been controlled by Big Ocean for far too long.
We need to take down Big Shark. If you say that, though, the Spielberg will sue you for Jaws and that. So, White Knack led a team of researchers to examine hundreds of Shark Week episodes that aired between 1988 and 2020. In a study published last month by Public Library of Science, their research claimed that Discovery's programming emphasized negative messages about sharks, lacked useful messaging about shark conservation, and overwhelmingly featured white men as experts, including several with the same name. Oh my goodness.
Oh no. What does the name have anything to do with? I will say the only thing that I do think is an interesting thing that they found there was the lack of useful messaging about shark conservation.
Yes.
That's interesting, and that could lead to interesting developments in the way that we view sharks and try to take care of them.
Yes, and I think that is a valid point, that I think some sharks are certainly endangered, aren't they? I think they're hunted
almost
by
certainly
the Chinese for shark fin soup and things like that. So I think there is
some...
I thought
it was the Japanese that mainly do stuff like that, or it might the Chinese
be
as well.
John says there are not enough recipes.
Yeah, John's saying we're not hunting sharks enough.
But yes, obviously the rest of this is nonsense. And of course, most of the people that are watching Shark Week are probably watching from a point of their own self-interest, in that sharks to them are just a threat to their existence, and therefore knowing more about the threat of a shark is more important to the viewing audience. So it makes sense that they focus on what the audience want to watch. I mean, look at how long the show has been running. They know what they're doing.
1988, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if they are putting forward misconceptions about sharks, because I know that a lot of people perceive sharks as much more of a threat than they actually are to the average person, then if they're putting forward misconceptions, yeah, address that.
But I don't think they are, because they do have experts talking about them, right?
Yeah, I'd imagine
so. A bunch of mics.
And presumably these people keep coming back to the same show, so it's not a case where if the show has misrepresented them, they wouldn't come back, would they?
Exactly, yeah. They only go for experts called Mike. That's actually how they recruit them.
Yep, that's part of the recruitment process. It's right there on the form. Name, that's the first question that many people get wrong.
So it carries on to say, the programming featured more white experts and commentators named Mike than women, said David Schiffman, a conservationist at Arizona State University, who was a co-author of the study.
I really wish he'd also been called Mike.
So do I.
And she's called like Michelle or something. Everyone's just variations of Mike.
So I'm quoting directly from Schiffman here. When there are hundreds of people of color interested who work in this field, and when my field is more than half women, maybe it's not an accident anymore that they're only featuring white men. Well, it might be that the show had pre-existing relationships with other people, and the changes in your field, probably due to affirmative action policies, haven't affected the cast of the show. I mean, I don't know. I don't watch it, so that's only
me
guessing.
Well, I mean, also, just talking about the actual practical realities of producing a television show, you get who's available. Mm-hmm. If everybody else is too busy, and it's Mike the Shark guy is the only guy who's available week on week.
Nobody calls Mike the Shark guy. He's always available.
Yeah, exactly.
Poor Mike.
That's what you that's what you got to do. Sometimes you arrange things. Like, we arrange things for the podcast that sometimes fall through because of people's availability. It's just, it's the classic thing that's been going on ever since the civil rights, affirmative action stuff, where it's just like, okay, if there is any discrepancy whatsoever, it has to be racism. It can't just be due to garden variety day-to-day things that we all run into.
Mm-hmm. So apparently Discovery did not respond to a request for comment on the study's findings. The company told NBC Boston that it wouldn't comment on a study that has yet to pass any scientific approvals. Get dunked on.
What a burn.
After a preliminary version was presented in 2021, it's since undergone a scientific review, Whitenack said. Shark Week, a 34-year tradition in consistent ratings draw for Discovery, has faced criticism in the past. Scientists and TV critics blasted the event in 2020 for announcing a roster of TV specials that featured six white men out of eight named experts.
Yeah, but did the audience who watches the show care?
No.
That's the
actual question.
They're
there for the sharks, aren't they?
Yeah, they're there for the sharks. Like, I don't care what colour these people are. Show me the sharks. Mm-hmm. I care about the colour of the sharks.
The problem is they focused on these great white sharks.
Oh my God, and they need great white men to talk about them.
Oh dear. Whitenack's study found that the trend persisted throughout almost all of the television event's history. Over 90% of the 229 experts featured in 201 Shark Week episodes were white, the study found, and almost 78% were men. Well, who'd have thought that men are drawn to dangerous animals? I mean, that's never been the case in history. So
no, it's not like,
it's not surprising that men are drawn to it, and it's not surprising that white men in particular are drawn towards it because it's aquatic.
Yeah.
White people typically tend to be more interested in swimming as a general stereotypical trend.
It's not like we're evolutionarily programmed to seek out danger because we were literally supposed to throw ourselves headfirst into danger hunting, mm-hmm. and that women are more preoccupied with people than things, and on the people thing dichotomy you could definitely slot shark more in as a thing, even though women love animals. A shark is kind of a hard animal to love.
I mean I just can't get my head around why there aren't enough men in women's studies.
I mean,
there's got to be some sort of sexism going on there. It's not a revealed preference whatsoever. Just saying, if you want equality, why don't you get some more female bin men, for example, or bin women, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, we're
refuse disposals, almost 100% men.
Yeah, we're inclusive over here. It's just that we don't get the applications.
Mm. Can't find a bin lady for love nor money, apparently. So, Carly Bohannon, I think, a marine biologist and co-founder of Minorities in Shark Sciences, the fact that that exists is ridiculous, praised the study for putting numbers to her and her colleagues' long-standing concerns about diversity in both the media and the shark science. When Bohannon, founder of her organization with three other black scientists in 2020, it was the first time any of them had met other black women in the field.
I'm sorry, you are probably the only four black women in the field. That might be it.
I imagine it's not a very big field of shark science.
This is so stupid.
It is making a fuss over nothing, really, isn't it? Just like, I just want to watch Shark Week.
I just want to watch sharks, man.
And they say, we all grew up seeing one type of person on TV, Bohannon said. Shark Week was really the biggest thing, and it was always filled with white men. Oh, terrible white men. I mean, you're interested in sharks, but the white men are the worst part.
I mean, right, I'm white, so if I end up having a daughter, if she ends up being super obsessed and into Shark Week, I'm going to be surprised. I'm going to be really shocked, you know. If I have a son who is, it's going to be like, yeah. If it's a daughter, I'm going to be like, I mean, I've got no problem with it. I just wasn't expecting
proud.
It.
I'd be like, at least you've got some sort of academic interest, right?
Yeah, exactly. But it would be surprising to me. It's all I'm saying.
No, I think interest in sharks should be sort of, it should mandated. Transcend demographic categories. It should be a universal of society.
And what we should be figuring out how to do in Shark Week now is we should be figuring out how to get some kind of saddle on the shark so that we can ride them. They can be the horses of the ocean.
I'm going to skip ahead because this article goes on for a while. And this is the expert that was saying that there were too many white men. Well, she has pronouns in the bio. That
she also has indicator. White in her name. Suspicious.
But yes, the pronouns in the bio kind of reveal her political allegiance here. And then just to hammer this home a little bit more, if we move on to the next one, here she is saying, excited to see this can now be announced publicly. I'm part of a fantastic grants team for this effort. And
there
it's talking
it
about
is.
Over $500,000 for the Institute through the Science Education Programme's Inclusive Excellence Initiative. Grant supports efforts to foster equity in students' experiences in the STEM fields. I wonder if there's some sort of political motivation here to drag down the brave mics at Shark Week.
Leave those mics alone.
Mics well, did nothing wrong.
And it seems to me that there's a big financial incentive as well. Mm. If there are these organisations giving out grants of over $500,000 and you want to get that money, isn't it great to just say, you're a racist sexist if you don't give me that money? Mm. Very convenient.
And on a completely unrelated note, here is my contemplation. Science proved leftists are bad people. So I was going through the psychological literature, just looking at the personality of people who espouse left-wing views.
That thumbnail, I'm sorry. Ben Shapiro here cosplaying as his wife.
Yeah, as a doctor.
Yep.
Obviously, I lent into the mimetic thing, but the actual scientific content is examining the real reasons behind why leftists push for what they are pushing, and most often it is self-interest, first and foremost. Pretty resoundingly as well. So make sure to check that out because it can give you some good facts and logic to defeat the destroy even the left. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for that framing, but yes. There's also some mainstream media motivation to cover this sort of thing. You may remember this, Elon Musk and the hardcore cult of Diet Coke.
This is something I only just heard about recently. Why do they... Is Diet Coke alt-right now?
So I'm going to read a little extract and it'll all become clear how this relates to the Shark Week stuff. So in 2018, the New Yorker stuck a fork in the Diet Coke phenomenon, citing as evidence its unsavory acolytes, including former President Donald Trump and Harvey Weinstein, putting those names alongside each other. Very fair. It is, the magazine declared, the elixir of soft-bodied plutocrats desperate to shed their shady pasts and possibly a few pounds.
I mean, this is some amazing reaching right here. We've
so
got
yes,
Mr.
Elon
Fantastic
Musk, Harvey Weinstein and Donald Trump, they're basically the same.
All because they drink Diet Coke. Do you know
one
who
of
else?
The most popular drinks
Wait,
on earth.
This is just that you know who else drank water? Hitler. That's this argument.
It is exactly that. That used to be satire. You're making it so difficult, Washington Post. So, moving on to this so-called scandal. Stormy Daniels, Donald Trump and Shark Week. He made me sit and watch. So Stormy Daniels says that when she knocked at Donald Trump's private bungalow at Beverly Hills Hotel in July 2007, she found the celebrity apprentice figure already engaged, too busy to talk business or jump into what the adult film star would later describe as extramarital sex. Everything had to wait. Trump was glued, like millions of others in more than 70 countries, to the television. I remember arriving and he was watching Shark Week, Daniels told Anderson Cooper in an interview
connects.
With 60 Minutes
it
on Sunday.
He made me sit and watch. Was hiring all of those mics. That's why it's racist, because Donald Trump's racist and he was...
He made me sit and watch an entire documentary about shark attacks. It wasn't at any point a business meeting, Cooper asked his interview subject. It was just watching Shark Week? Yeah, Daniels said.
Donald Trump, a man of fine tastes, what can we say?
Yes, and The Guardian seemingly confirming this not confirmed affair story has a headline, Trump confirms Stormy Daniels' claim that he's terrified of sharks. And the byline says, President said he's not a big fan of sharks at Pennsylvania event, while in 2011, Daniels claimed he said, I hope all the sharks die. Oh dear. I mean, I can imagine him saying that.
I'm picturing him in his head. I'm not a big fan of sharks. I hope all sharks die, okay? They're not good creatures. They're not sending their best. Mm. They're drug addicts. They're rapists. Some of them, I assume, are good sharks.
But yes, I think there might be some sort of agenda here that's kind of shoehorned in because of Trump's pre-established enjoyment of the TV show Shark Week. It was a media thing, and then all of a sudden Shark Week is bad because it has some sort of distant relationship with Donald Trump, just like Diet Coke. So yes, it's not the most serious and cutting-edge political commentary I've ever delivered, but I thought it'd be a bit of fun just to laugh at the silliness that is just going on in the mainstream at the minute. I mean, I for one say Mike Lives Matter.
I hope you enjoyed that segment from the podcast Lotus Eaters, and I hope you're all having a very jolly time right now. If you'd like to find more from us, you can go to our website, lotuseaters.com, and subscribe to gain access to all of our premium content. We do also have some freemium content available at the moment, including this, the UK's left-wing literature curriculum, where Connor and Beau take a look at what's going on with the left-wing curriculum in English classes all across the UK. And if you'd like to know more about what Beau gets up to, you can follow him at Getter at Beau Dade. Thank you very much for watching. We'll see you again soon.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.